does it take to find your musical family? Well, after 15 years of playing together in the Honolulu Jazz Quartet, they've made some of the music famous, not only in Hawaii, but also throughout the West Coast. We've got bassist, composer, and founder John Kalivas in the studio. He's going to tell us more about the anniversary celebration and what does it take to be together for a decade and a half. Welcome to the conversation, John.
Thanks. Thanks, Kathy. Great to be here.
Made you feel a little old with that decade and a half, yeah?
Yeah.
15 years. Now, you know, jazz is a very interesting type of musical genre. You know, classical music, it's written down. You play the notes. Everybody knows when you play a wrong one, particularly if you play it too loud. I've been known to do that. But, you know, with jazz, it's really more about being in the moment and playing with your fellow musicians and understanding where they're at.
That's right. In fact, Miles Davis said there are no wrong notes.
In jazz.
In jazz, yeah.
Not in classical, in jazz.
Right. Yeah, no, there's a lot of freedom to play. Of course, you have some structure in the music, but what you play is basically coming from you. And so that's what makes it fun, the interaction between the musicians.
Now, you're a teacher, and there's a certain amount of technique that you have to teach your students. But when you were first immersed in music, it wasn't necessarily to follow a particular structure. You were just kind of handed an instrument and just said, come jam with us.
Kind of. You know, my mother was a classical pianist, and so I would listen to her, what she played, and I'd try to play some of it on the piano by ear. And then later when I started to get into jazz when I was a teenager, got to play with some fine players and put into situations where I didn't know the tunes or anything what was going on, but just forced to play, and it was kind of exciting experience.
I would be scared to death.
And terrifying.
And terrifying. So now nothing can throw you. I mean, anything that anybody says, come jam on this, come play, you might never have even heard the music, don't even know the key, but you can just slide right in there and know exactly how to use your instrument in this conversation with the other musicians. How long does it take to get that good?
I don't know. I think it takes years of experience to learn the jazz language and other music. But it's really from experience of playing with different people. You get a certain confidence to play. And, you know, you know what you can do, and you just enjoy yourself and try to contribute to the situation.
Now, you've got quite a close-knit group now. It's unusual for a lot of jazz performers to have 15 years together as a quartet, to really have such a tightly knit musical family, really, that you guys can read each other's minds and know where you're headed and know how to follow and really just mesh so well.
Yeah, it's been a privilege playing with the fine players, Tim, Dan, and Von Baron. But, you know, we, like you mentioned, we speak the same language and we just enjoy playing together. And it's been great that the group has been able to stay together all this time. Of course, we play a lot of other things, a lot of other gigs. But when we get together, it's always like a family and enjoyable.
Now, music is a language that doesn't have to be spoken and that you could play with people who don't even know a word of English and still find that common ground, still find that ability to play beautiful music together. How is that?
Yeah, we just played recently with a performer from Japan who spoke very little English at all. But we, like you mentioned, it's a language that we know and we play. We know we've listened to similar things as we grew up in the music. And so it doesn't really matter where you're from. You just get together and you can enjoy and play the music together.
It sort of transcends geography and in some ways transcends time, because you could listen to a performance from 30 years ago of musicians who aren't even with us any further and yet still find something from that music that you can bring to your next performance.
That's right. And, you know, most of the music I've always listened to were from the masters from the past, and that's where you learn a lot. And, of course, there's so many great younger players as well, our contemporaries too. But yeah, there's certain ones you have to listen to in order to get the language.
Now, everybody always says, what makes a good musician? I'm going to ask you the opposite. What makes a not-so-good musician? What is it that people really need to focus on if they want to play music and be in such? It's almost like an improv, really. Jazz is a lot of improvisation. What are some of the characteristics that you can't have if you want to be in this genre that you've done for so long?
Well, what makes a bad musician would be one who doesn't listen. And really, especially if there's more than one player, if you're playing with others, you have to listen to each other and see where they're going, react to what they play. And you have to be a team player as well. Yeah, no one's standing out front to try to, except, you know, when it's your solo, then of course you can do what you want. But you have to be a team player and use your ears.
When you think of how you've become such a member of the jazz quartet, you said you play with other gigs, you play with other people, but when you guys come together, some kind of special magic happens. What is that?
I guess it's just the familiarity with each other, our playing styles. You have a certain comfort level playing together. And I think that's a great thing, because then from there you can build and improvise and take chances as you know that they're going to be right there with you.
Will we be celebrating your 30th anniversary in the future?
Who knows? Maybe.
You never know, but you guys have a big celebration coming up for the 15-year anniversary. Is that right?
Yeah, well, there's a beautiful club that's opened several months ago called the Blue Note Hawaii. And it's a privilege to play there because it's a famous jazz club, which started in New York. And, of course, I've been there. And then I've also performed in Japan at the Blue Note. But to be able to play here in Hawaii with such a wonderful club, I think it's been great for the island here and the jazz fans here.
Well, we're happy to have you there and also here. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much, Kathy.
All right. Comprised of bassist and group leader John Kalivas, saxophonist Tim Sukiyama, drummer Von Baron, and keyboardist Dan Del Negro, the Honolulu Jazz Quartet has been Hawaii's preeminent jazz quartet for a decade and a half. They've been featured with the Honolulu Symphony Pops, performed at all of the major Hawaiian islands, as well as the West Coast and three critically acclaimed recordings. The quartet eagerly looks forward to its 15th anniversary performance at Blue Note Hawaii on May 30th. We'll be right back.